BBC Learning English.
There is no doubt that artificial intelligence, or AI, has become an important part of our lives. It is no longer just a thing of science fiction. It's an incredible technological breakthrough that has changed the way we live. But there are fears that AI has become too intelligent and could be a threat to humanity. This claim might sound extreme, but a letter signed by more than 1,000 technology experts, including Tesla boss Elon Musk, called on the world to press pause on the development of more advanced AI because of the risks. Estonian billionaire Jan Tallinn, for example, who helped develop communication app Skype, thinks we should be cautious. And the Future of Life Institute, a not-for-profit organisation, says that there should be a temporary pause in advanced AI development, saying that AI systems with human competitive intelligence can pose profound risks to society and humanity. This pessimistic outlook is supported by a report by investment bank Goldman Sachs that says AI could replace the equivalent of 300 million full-time jobs. But it may also mean new jobs and a productivity boom. We may argue that AI, such as chatbots, can help us. State-of-the-art ChatGPT, for example, has been helping some students write assignments. AI is allowing computers to think or act in a more human way. And machine learning means computers can learn what to do without being given explicit instructions. The technology is impressive, but as it starts to think for itself, will it outsmart us? Some people are more optimistic. AI advocates say the tech is already delivering real social and economic benefits for people. Meanwhile, the founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates, has called on governments to work with industry to limit the risks of AI. But he says the technology could save lives, particularly in poorer countries. He says just as the world needs its brightest people focused on its biggest problems, we will need to focus the world's best AIs on its biggest problems. If this happens, maybe humanity will have a future.
BBC Learning English.